Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
A little Jackson 5 to bring us back in for hour number 2. Good to have you with us on a Thursday afternoon. Right out to the calls in just a sec. 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980. Obviously talking about the deal and just what we mentioned from Phil Mendelson. Again, very important voice in this. You should not dismiss that as just political, football or whatever you want to call it. I think there's something there. I don't know how it will play out. I'm sure they will find a way to make it work, but I don't think it just automatically just disappears and there's nothing to worry about. As I've mentioned, you might feel that way. I don't. By the way, and thanks to my guy Bruce, who we mentioned yesterday on the show, he pointed out after I said, I think it was during the bottom of the hour plus trending alert, there that we hadn't had the official schedule yet, but now it is out. And the NHL has announced that the Capitals and the Montreal Canadiens series will not begin this weekend. That's right. Will not begin this weekend, but it will begin on Monday, April 21st. That's this upcoming Monday at 7 o'clock at Capital One Arena. They had announced unofficially like 2 games last night. We're all waiting on the schedule. We're all figuring, okay, like an Easter Sunday, maybe 3 o'clock type-ish game or something like that. And it turns out they're not playing until Monday night because they're trying to get, obviously, all these games on their network partners for the entire country and Canada, right? And you had Winnipeg and you had other matchups and whatnot that they're trying to feature and all of that. So Montreal-Washington game 1 Monday night. At Capital One Arena at 7 o'clock, and all games are going to be available regionally on the Monumental Sports Network, and they'll either be on 106.7 The Fam or on the Team 980, depending if there's a conflict with the Nationals. And usually what happens is the Nationals bounce over here, so it almost... At least in the past, it's been the Capitals playoff games staying on 106.7, the Nationals bouncing over here. That's not confirmed. I don't have that information yet, but that's how it's worked in the past. Monday, April 21st, Wednesday, 7 o'clock as well, Montreal at Washington. Then Friday, Sunday, both games at night in Montreal. Friday, Sunday. Then back for game 5 if necessary. On Wednesday night, so 2 days in between there. Back in Montreal, if necessary, Friday night, May 2nd. Game 7, if necessary, Sunday, May 4th, here in Washington. So that's what we have for you right there. All right, let's get back to the calls. 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980. Let's get to Bob in College Park next up. What's up, Bob? How are you?
Hey, thanks for having me. I'm in the car. I would have looked this up. But totally weird question.
Uh-huh.
Everything in D.C. is built to only, like, what, 13 stories tall?
Because of air restrictions, I believe that's correct, but I don't have that exactly.
I thought it was the Capitol.
Maybe it's that.
Yeah, so if you're looking at Jerry World or you're looking at the other preeminent design stadiums in the past 10 years, how tall are those dome stadiums?
It's a great question. I don't have the answer to that. I gotta look it up.
This goes into your glass half empty futuristic thinking.
Mm-hmm. So what you're saying is, because of potential space restrictions and height restrictions, that they might not be able to put a dome? Is that?
I would have done the research before I called, but I couldn't.
Okay, but that is essentially the root of what you're saying, correct?
Yes.
Okay. I'm going to have to look that up. I'm going to try and look it up during the show. Hopefully you stay listening, and hopefully I'll get some sort of clarity on that. But I don't know the answer to that, honestly, right now. And I would say there's a way that I could immediately think of that would potentially be a bypass to that, and that's if they can build, and that's an if, not an absolute, if they can build deeper into the ground. And the example that I'll bring up is in Buffalo, okay, and the stadium's had so many different names. It's called New Highmark Stadium now, the current stadium. It is built sunk into the ground. Now, it was built in the 70s, so I don't know this property and what they can build and how they can build it and if that can be done. I don't know enough about the logistics, if you will, of the property at RFK and how they can build it. But my understanding is the current RFK Stadium is not necessarily built deep into the ground, right? So maybe they can, maybe they can't, but that would be one way to get around that. But to your point, there might be some potential logistics that nobody's really thinking of when they automatically assume, hey, we're going to have a dome. Hey, we're going to have, you know, concerts and WrestleManias and Final Fours and NBA All-Star games and big boxing matches and UFC and everything here in the middle of the winter. That may not be possible, and it's a really good point by you. I didn't even think of that.
Yeah, I'll try and look it up as well. I'll put
Absolutely.
It on Twitter for you.
All right, thank you, Bob. I appreciate you. I'll try and look it up as well.
You.
It's a good point. Absolutely, good point. Did not think about that. Lou is in D.C. What up, Lou?
Chris, what's going on, buddy?
What's going on, Lou? How are you?
I just got the best news that the hockey game is on Monday, man. We got a lot going on this weekend.
Yeah.
You know, I'm a big wrestling fan, so.
You got the UFL game, right? DC Defenders at 5 o'clock on Easter Sunday, right? The Nationals are gone this weekend. I think they're off on Monday, so that helps out with that. And I don't know if they tried to specifically avoid. I mean, I'm sure they didn't try to specifically avoid WrestleMania on Peacock. But the bottom line is for those of us that love WrestleMania and love the WWE, that's great news. I'm with you.
Yes, indeed. Other than that, as far as the stadium goes, man, until I see a shovel on the ground, man, I don't trust anything that comes out of that lady's office. So. I mean, we've been down that road a couple of years ago, you know, with Snyder and, you know, him doing all those fake visiting and things like that. So until I see, you know, the blueprint and, you know, Josh and his crew with a shovel on the ground and things like that, and I want to see it happen, then I could, you know, go on with the whole movement as far as them building a stadium.
Yeah.
But,
I think it's reasonable. I think it's reasonable for you and for me to have hesitation, doubts, to have concerns. I think everyone that I've heard and that I've seen is running around like this is a done deal, and it is not a done deal. And even when they announce it to be a done deal, it's not a done deal, period. So as usual, everyone gets caught up in the moment and doesn't take any time to reflect and think about, okay, wait a second. You know, this could go wrong a number of different ways. And I'm honestly, Lou, It's been a while since you and I have agreed. This is a watershed moment for us, Lou. We're getting an applause from AMAC.
Every now and then, I go with your thinking. And
every now and then, a blind squirrel finds a nut. Is that what you're saying?
I can't come in there agree with everything, so uh-huh. I gotta be that heel, you know.
You play the heel well.
I got to, man. You gotta have somebody like that. Yeah. Hey, man. Shout out to your guy. What's my man named Athens, man? He a cool dude, man. I love his takes and things like that, and he's always come. With respect to others and things like that. So, yeah, but other than that, man, that's all I wanted to say.
Right.
Let's go Caps. And, we need this Montreal thing got me, worried, but I hope they get to act together and that defense need to play. The defense need to step up, bottom line, you know, and the scoring, the goal scoring and things like that. And those guys got to click and the power play and all that stuff. So I hope they get it together and try to, finish them in six games, man. Don't want to go into seven games, man. That's just, just going to be a nightmare, especially what's been going on in the first round and, this team not advancing and especially they make the postseason and it's just been horrible.
Yeah.
So hopefully they get it together and try to make a run for OV, man.
No doubt.
OV. That's all I care about.
No doubt. And obviously we'll have more preview tomorrow and Monday when things aren't so hot with RFK and the stadium and all that. But I will say the one thing on the surface that worries me is Montreal's been playing playoff hockey for a couple of months. That oil is running through that engine at a pretty high rate right now, and that could catch the Capitals a little flat-footed, especially if Logan Thompson and Alexei Protas aren't back by Monday. Thank you, Lou. Appreciate you. 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980. Let's keep the phones going. We got a couple of guys jumping in now. I believe Mike in Silver Spring wants to clear up the space restriction or height restriction thing. Mike, what do you have, man? How are you?
Hi. Thanks for having me.
Yeah.
My dad was an architect in D.C. for about 30, 35 years, and he was on the planning commission.
Mm-hmm.
And the height restriction has to do with something they call sight lines. In other words, nothing can be taller than the ability of a human to see some of the monuments, most specifically the Washington Monument, over the top of any building. So there may be exceptions for like stadiums and stuff like that. I don't know, but I think it's a... because they had plenty of builders trying to build skyscrapers in D.C., and they can't do it because of the architects that were the guardians of that kind of stuff.
So it's not really anything to do with airplanes and flight patterns.
Yeah.
It's to do with sight lines, vision, and respecting, I guess, if you will, the sanctity and the vision of the monuments. Okay. Interesting, right?
It's a monumental thing. Yeah, and I know that for sure because he would bring the minutes of the meetings back where, developers all the time want to pack, density and get, you make this expression, 5 more stories,
right.
10 more stories, 20.
Right.
That's why we don't have any skyscrapers.
Right. And, but you don't know the actual rule, right? The actual number, is that correct? Or I mean, I'm sure I could do research on it. I just haven't had time just yet because I didn't think about it until that phone call. But I would assume there's some sort of number that you have to be in compliance with, I would assume.
Yeah, well, I thought it was either 10 or 20 stories. It's been some time since my dad passed, so I can't ask. I'm in my 70s myself, but I just remember that when they debated stuff like that, they're very protective of historical stuff in the district for good reason. You don't get to see the Washington Monument if there's 20, 30, 40, 50
right.
story buildings.
Right.
And that's the allure of the city, so I understood that. And as far as the flight restrictions are concerned, the flight over D.C. by anything other than emergency police and very prescribed airlines. I used to work in Roslyn, and when you see the airplanes come down, they got to get down low and fly right over the...
Right.
The Potomac, they can't veer to the left at all, or they get in big time trouble.
Mm,
so, so you know, the regular aircraft can't fly over the city. Now, people see that all the time, and there's probably tourist exemptions well known to the police and to, you know, Secret Service and all that kind of stuff. But I don't think it has anything to do with flight restrictions.
Okay.
If you're flying that over the city, you're going to get shot down nowadays.
Yeah, no, I understand. I didn't know, and it was just, again, brought up. I hadn't even thought about that. So, you know, it just kind of became part of the conversation. But thank you, Mike, for weighing in. I appreciate it. Good information there. I'm going to do my best to check and see what the regulations are and restrictions. And, again, it's like far beyond look, they're not going to do anything illegal, right? I can't imagine that they would. But, you know, this stuff has to all be figured out. And I don't know how deep you can build into the ground to maybe potentially avoid this issue. I don't know. Don't know the answer to it. And that's why, again, this stuff, these deals, so difficult. Now, one other part of this that we should point out, and this is from the NBC4 article yesterday. Zoning, quote unquote, will be a big issue going forward. A group of residents want a voter initiative on the ballot blocking a stadium by restricting what can be built on the site. Separate legislation ready to go to the council, the DC council, would iron out development and use details for the site, including zoning, as part of the budget hurdles and whatnot. And one other part of this is, you know, probably, as you've heard and many have read, there's a looming $410 million budget cut that Washington, D.C. faces in the current fiscal year imposed by Congress. They got to resolve that. Then she can, Muriel Bowser, present the budget for fiscal year 2026, which, again, needs to be approved by council and Congress. So, I mean, there is a lot of political stuff here that is far beyond my purview, and I'm just reading what I can read, telling you how I feel. Again, not saying that this is definitely happening, not operating like it is a done deal. I think that is irresponsible. I do think that obviously really smart people work on this stuff beyond, again, what we even know right now. And hopefully they have thought about a million other things and potential loopholes and potential pitfalls that I haven't thought of, that you haven't thought of, that wasn't reported in any of the reporting. And again, maybe Phil Mendelson is just grandstanding. I don't know. But I tend to take people with power and leverage fairly seriously. I do. And I understand that can be a dangerous, tricky slope with politics. I get it. But Phil Mendelson has been very upfront on not building a stadium when the city of D.C. is dealing with the budget issues that they are. He has been very consistent on that. We have to respect that. 301-230-0980. Jonesy, hang in there. We'll get to you on the other side. Then we'll probably break away from this and talk about that weasel, Aaron Rodgers. Coming up on the Team 980 in the Odyssey app.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
So that's the problem with the Knicks. And that's the problem with the Phoenix Suns. And that's the problem with Chris Russell. He don't want to listen.
Oh, Paulie being an agitator the other day. That's the problem with the Knicks. That's the problem with the Phoenix Suns. And that's the problem with Chris Russell. Don't want to listen. Yeah, man. I do want to listen. I'm always willing to listen. I may not agree. I may not see it that way. But I always want to listen. Why wouldn't I want to listen? I've learned a lot by listening over the years and many decades and much time. Yeah. I mean, I'm good. I'm okay with being wrong. I've never claimed to be right all the time. Back when I was a younger buck, I used to probably claim a lot more that I was right. But, you know, time and reality often sets you to a position where you learn how to say, hey, this is what I think. This is what I feel. This is what I believe. It's not what I know. And it's definitely not always reality and the truth. All right. 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980. Again, I wish that, like, I heard Kevin taking all sorts of calls about best memories at RFK, right? I didn't have those memories in person. I watched a lot of games at RFK. I did not ever attend a football game at RFK. The only three times I was at RFK Stadium were the final three games of the Nationals' existence there. That's it. So I only have it from a baseball in-person perspective and from an on-TV perspective. And, of course, now on YouTube and living here for as long as I have, you know, you see all the grainy video and some of the not-so-grainy video and some of the great moments and some of the bad moments and some of the, you know, the legend and the lore. I don't mind wherever they go. I think they should do the best thing for them and get the best deal that they can. Clearly, this ownership group, as I said about a year and a half ago, maybe it was two, I think Pete and I were still doing the show. that I felt like if Josh Harris or if whoever was going to be the new owners could deliver an RFK Stadium project, it would make a lot of people go, all right, we won that one. We lost on the Commander's name or on the Redskins' name. And I truly feel that way. This is what Josh can control. He could not control the change from Redskins to Washington Football Team and the terrible non-plan that Dan and Bruce had because they were too busy playing golf and drinking Coors Light and ruining the franchise. He has no ability of that. And he had no ability to change it or to prevent Commanders from happening. Now, all of you have paraded around irresponsibly and said, well, he could just change it from Commanders if he doesn't like it. If he's, you know, aware of how his fans think and all that. Not that easy, boys and girls. Really hard to change sports brands. Really expensive, too. Really difficult. A lot has to be done. And when you're trying to get a stadium project and when you're trying to rescue or salvage a sinking ship or maybe a ship that already sank, you got a lot of steps. And everybody's like, oh, you can walk and chew gum at the same time. You can do two things at once. God, so irresponsible. So reckless. You're like the idiots that I dealt with on my way in. Incredibly stupid take. You suck. God, if only somebody actually said that on this show. If only. But the point being is, this is Josh Harris saying, look, guys, and he's already said on the record that the name ain't changing, and maybe he'll change his mind on that. I don't know. But I believe him. This is Josh saying, look, I couldn't do that. A lot of that was already done. And for various reasons, things have to stay. But I can give you this. I can do this for you. And damn it, I'm going to make it work. Because even, I'll tell you, it's a lot easier. It's a lot easier to build in Landover. Not easy, but easier. Not easy, but easier. But it is, he knows, if I can't, won't, if it's really hard, and it is, to change the name again, from something you guys don't like for whatever ridiculous reasons you have. And again, we're not talking about the Redskins thing. We're talking about Commanders. If I can't do that, if I don't think that's a smart thing, then I am going to deliver you something else that is really important to a lot of people. That is really important to a lot of people. And I'm going to do my damnedest. Even when it's easier to do the other thing. Because they own the property. And Maryland and Westmore have been aching to keep them. And maybe they'll find a way to put a daily facility there. I don't know. I don't know how this is going to work out. I don't know. But the bottom line is, this was really important to Josh. Because it was really important to you. And this, somehow, in his eyes, is more feasible and more realistic to do and more important maybe to him than a silly team nickname. Thoughts on that? 301-230-0980. We'll get to Jonesy after the timeout. But first, a trending alert right here just passed halfway through and halfway home on the radio show on this Thursday. Good to have you with us on the Team 980. All right, the Nationals are in action and looking to avoid losing 3 out of 4 in Pittsburgh before heading to Denver later on tonight for a 3-game weekend series with the Colorado Rockies. They're down 1-0 to the Pirates now in the top of the 8th inning with Ahmed Rosario up at the dish, and they have a runner on third. So trying to tie up this game with 2 out is Rosario and the Nationals. Meanwhile, as we've told you, Aaron Rodgers making all sorts of headlines. I would say news, but headlines. Today on the Pat McAfee Show on ESPN, saying he is still contemplating retirement, and he still has not made a decision. He did confirm talks with the Steelers, the Giants, the Vikings. He did throw the Jets under the bus for some of the way they handled things. And again, he is still taking his time and figuring out what he wants to do, saying his sole focus right now is on his personal life. He said he is in a serious relationship, and two people close to him are dealing with serious situations, and that next week's NFL draft will have no impact on his plans. Game one of the Capitals playoff series, as we told you about earlier this hour, is set for Monday night at 7 o'clock Capital One Arena against the Montreal Canadiens, while the rest of the NHL opens up over the weekend on Saturday and Sunday. Caps round out the regular season tonight against the Pittsburgh Penguins in Pittsburgh, a game that really and largely, if we're being honest, means absolutely nothing. And that's what's trending.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps. Restrictions apply.
Hey, everyone. Quick shout-out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high-quality meats, or just a quick, healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
Since the dawn of Major League Baseball, every player has honed their unique skills.
Judge, drive deep to left.
Ohtani connects and it's gone.
Gene strikes out the side.
Bobby Witt Jr. throws in time.
Harper does it again.
Witness the hills of the game in ballparks nationwide. Get your tickets today at MLB.com/tickets. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All right, Sam Bruckhouse from Sumer Sports, NFL draft expert, will join us at 3 o'clock. I had Sam on my wrestling podcast with Matty Essig last night. He's great. He's so good on wrestling. So good on wrestling. He's really good on the NFL draft. We've had him on a number of times. So good on wrestling. Go check out that episode wherever you get your podcasts, Apple Pods, what have you. It's called The Rooster and the Rookie, and it's all about professional wrestling. But Sam will join us to talk NFL draft, and maybe we'll squeeze in a question about WrestleMania, which is coming up. Byron Saxton from WWE will join us tomorrow from Las Vegas to preview WrestleMania 41. Can't wait for that. And obviously, we've been talking about RFK and all of the good news and some of the still concerns, obstacles, hurdles, what have you. Again, let me repeat. Anyone that thinks this is a done deal just because there was a reported leak or a leak that was a report that was leaked about it being close and about some of the particulars and the details. Again, Mark Seagraves made it very clear. It's not a done deal. People are running around thinking, oh, it's a done deal. It's not a done deal. People are thinking they have all the answers and everything figured out. They don't. Not true. Not correct. There's still a lot of things that could go wrong here. We mentioned Phil Mendelsohn. I just put the article up in case you want to read it on Twitter, X, at WrestleMania621, from Eric Flack. Again, Mendelsohn's going to be a pain in the butt here to deal with, and that's his job. He doesn't have to acquiesce to everything that the mayor wants. Doesn't mean he's going to be able to prevent it. It doesn't mean that he's going to kill the deal. I don't think this is a Louise Lucas situation. Remember what she did down in like Hampton Roads to Ted Leonsis in Virginia? I don't think it rises to that level. But Phil Mendelsohn could be DC's version of a roadblock. He could be DC's version of Louise Lucas. And if they haven't gotten all their ducks in order, and if they don't have a way to get past whatever resolutions, whatever deal is agreed to, signed, entered into, what have you, we saw, and I didn't even bring this up, we saw what happened last year with Ted Leonsis and Monumental, right? I mean, they had a press conference, they had a construction site, they had a big fandangled announcement, and like literally within moments, the deal was on life support. And it never happened, and it never will. Think about how quickly this stuff can dissolve. Think about it. All right, back to the phones we go. Let's get to Jonesy next up on the Team 980. Jonesy?
Hey, Rooster, what's going on, man? How
what's
you
up,
doing?
Jonesy? What's going on? How are you?
Let me just say something about the height requirements, whatever have you. Trust and believe, man. I mean, I hear one guy, he did have it right about the flight situation thing. There's not been planes flying over D.C. for quite some time. I can't remember the last time the Goodyear blimp so much as flew over D.C. Other than, you know, choppers and helicopters and police choppers and all, and traffic choppers. But I do believe if they want that stadium to happen, it's going to happen. So, and the lady you speak of, I saw her on the news this morning. I think that, if, like I said, if they want it to happen, it will happen. But I'm with you on this thing. We ain't nowhere near in the clear as far as getting the stadium over. If I had to really call it, if there was five hurdles to get over, we only got over one. And there's like four more to try to get over. And each hurdle is going to be worse than the first as far as trying to get over. So, I mean, it's an uphill battle with that. I do believe if we win the championship, there's no such thing as name being changed. It will be that much more harder to get rid of the Commanders' name if we become the world champion Commanders. So, with all of that said, man, you got some good topics going on here, man. You know, won the best show in town right now, and you know you ain't got no competition with the game on the other station. So, hey, man, you winning. You winning, Rooster.
Thanks, Jonesy.
My guy coming off the top turn buckle. And go Cap. I'm pulling for him, man.
Attaboy.
That's another conversation for another time.
Attaboy. Attaboy. For one time in my life, for one time in my miserable existence, I'm winning. I'm winning off the top rope. Thank you, Jonesy. Appreciate you. So I looked this up, and this is according to a Google search, right? Washington, D.C. has a federal law that imposes maximum heights on buildings. The height limit is based on the width of the street, with a general maximum of 130 feet for business streets, 90 feet for residential streets. The only exception is the section of Pennsylvania Avenue Northwest between the Capitol and the White House, where the height limit is 160 feet. The law was enacted in response to the construction of the 164-foot Cairo Hotel way back in 1894. Now, there's other stuff that I haven't been able to read just yet. I mean, obviously, we're not on a street. It wouldn't be, per se, building on a street for height rules. So I don't know how that affects a football stadium. I don't know if there's special circumstances granted, allowed, don't know. But it's something that we'll have to keep check of and something that we'll have to ask people about. I'll try and get Eric Flack on tomorrow. I forgot to do that before the show. So I will try and get that done for you tomorrow and see if he knows. You know, we're forever interested. I mean, if Phil Mendelson wants to come on, love to have Phil Mendelson on. If Muriel Bowser goes on regularly with the Junkies, so I think that's not happening. You know, I don't want to intrude on what they already do. But that's where we're at. 301-230-0980. Let's get to Sanchez. What up, brother? How are you?
Oh, nothing much, Rooster. Nothing much. I wanted to get you triggered me this afternoon when you talk about everybody with the name and irresponsibility, and I'm going to call out one of your colleagues and the dean of the station over there and Kevin Sheehan, because he's been on that thing. I remember when he was talking about it earlier this year. He's like, I think they're going to revisit the name here. And then Bram Weinstein came out and said, Kevin, who in the ham sandwich are you talking about? Everybody, like, it's irresponsible. And at this point, y'all, it's over with. I understand that people are upset about it. I'm not telling them how to feel. But come on, let's pick up the ball and go home. Like, the people who argue about this just want something to be mad about. And I respect a lot of people who want the name. Sabah, Acid, I respect those cats.
Mm-hmm.
But...
And Kevin. Yeah. I think it's irresponsible.
Yeah.
I continue to fight that first of all, Commanders is not as bad as people make it out to be. And secondly, matter of opinion, right? But secondly, more importantly, there's no guarantee that whatever they change it to, that it's going to be liked and revered and popular and loved and whatever. And we know, and we all, what was irresponsible was, well, they're going to change it back to the Redskins just because Josh grew up a Redskins fan. No, they weren't. No, they're not. That was irresponsible.
Yeah, and I mean, people don't understand the logistics and the hoops that you got to go through with that. And I'm like, guys, come on, let's focus on a winning team. But, you know, also, and with this stadium thing, man, I'm like you, too. I'll believe it when I see it, because I don't want to see some stupid press conference like Glenn Youngkin and them did the other last year, which was funny. I was at the state basketball tournament last year. After that deal fell through, it was the same day, and I was hoping he would come and talk to us on the radio, because that was the first thing I was going to ask him, was like, hey, Glenn, what happened to this? What, y'all were just triumphant up there in Fairfax about 2 weeks ago. What happened?
Mm-hmm.
So when politicians are involved, stupidity is involved, and I'm waiting for them to get across. But how about them Caps, man? They're just going on. Whenever you have brothers like brothers up here getting excited about hockey, you know you're doing the right thing. So you know that's a great thing. I mean, Jonesy, you know, AP call up
here.
Yeah. Lou's always front running, and whoever's winning is doing a good thing. So.
I love those side swipes that Sanchez is taking.
And then Paul, you got to mix in the commercial about him complaining and all that. And have fun with your mania wrestling or whatever the hell that thing is. I know my wife and my father-in-law are probably watching it, but I don't watch that mess. But good.
You can be Mr. Mom on Saturday and Sunday night. You can take care of your son. You can clean all those stinky diapers.
Hey, man, look, I can't live in my mom's basement, so I can't be watching that stuff. There's a side comment. I'm out of here.
My guy. Appreciate you. Thank you, Sanchez. As always, that is
a lot of shots.
A lot of side swipes. I mean, I take side swipes too, right? I'm like, people are reckless and listen. I know people want the Redskins name back. I would love for that controversy to never have happened. It was a football team's name, in every way, okay? And people took it as, you know, whatever. I would love that to happen. What I've always fought against is that the Commander's name is some, like, awful name, some hideously disgusting word. And that you can't that to me that's nonsense. That's me, but I know a lot of people disagree with that. All right, let's take a timeout. The Nationals have just lost 1-0 to the Pittsburgh Pirates. Shut out, 5 hits, lose 3 out of 4. Struck out looking Luis Garcia on a pitch that he clearly did not like on the inside corner. And the Nationals lose 3 out of 4 to Pittsburgh, head off to Denver for a weekend set. Timeout right here on the Team 980 in the Odyssey app. Come back. And more of your calls, more of your reactions. Sam Bruckhouse again at 3 o'clock or just after 3 o'clock from Sumer Sports on the Team 980 in the Odyssey app. All right, let's get right back to the calls. As we approach 3 o'clock, again, Sam Bruckhouse, Sumer Sports, going to join us. Let's get to our guy, Athan, in Annapolis. What up, Athan? How are you?
Everything's going good. You know, Chris, from 2004, so Gibbs' first season back, till 2014-15, my family, we had 2 club seats at FedEx Field. So it was in 305, which is like the 10-yard line, row 15, seats 1 and 2. That was $8,000. Every year with parking, with everything. For the new stadium, I'm guessing those seats now at FedEx Field cost about 10 grand. For the new stadium, yeah, it's going to be awesome if they get it, but I tell everybody, be ready to open up your wallets large and let some air in, because it's coming. The $25 beers, the PSLs on tickets, and he's going to make his money back one way or the other. So that's the first thing I'll say. And the second thing, you know, I can't help it because people are bringing up the name. I mean, I accept that it's gone and what have you, but it's like I said months ago, and I think we got into a little back and forth, tailgate Ted and Dr. Sabah and me. You know, he said something along the lines of, well, they don't need your money if you're not going to support the team. Listen, I support the team. I went to a couple games last year and what have you.
You did.
And I will always support them. I will always support them because they're Washington. But when I talk about, it's not just the name Redskins. It's what the meaning behind it, the memories, the you know, when I was growing up and I went to RFK and it takes you back to a certain place. I don't expect people to understand that. And I won't go into a great big dialogue about it, but I will always support the team. They'll get my money for a few games, But that's it. I mean, they could win the Super Bowl next year. Chris, I won't buy a T-shirt that says World Champion Washington Commanders. I refuse to do it. It's that personal to me and the way it went down and what have you. But overall, I think the new stadium is a great thing, and I think that people who have houses around there should get big tax breaks from the city.
You know, Athan, you know I have obviously a tremendous amount of respect for you, and I know we feel differently on this. I want to be clear. For me, it was always fight for the word Redskins and for the team name that the team had always been called. Once we lost that fight, you know, again, didn't really matter to me what the team was going to be called. And I don't have the personal opposition to Commanders that so many do. So that's really kind of like my angst about the whole situation. But I totally understand with what you grew up with and what this organization was. And when I worked there, it was. I don't lose any sleep over it, but I understand that emotional connection. There's just nothing we can do about it. And to me, it's like always been, hey, like, let's get better on the football field, figure that out. Let's figure out how to win with class and dignity. Let's figure that out. And everything that I can think of that was truly important, and especially if the stadium project becomes official, whenever that happens, that is the most important thing. And Josh Harris is accomplishing the most important things in my eyes.
And I agree with you, Chris. Just remember, though, one thing. They had a 12-5 team last year and still couldn't sell out games. Okay,
that's true.
It was excited, most excited in this fan base. So I don't know what their plan is, but just moving forward, if they get this stadium approved, it's going to be a hell of a lot more money. Billionaires are billionaires.
Oh, there's
for
no
a reason.
Doubt. There's no doubt.
And we're going to end up paying for it. And my question to them, because like Steve Zabin, I've heard him many times on Sheehan's podcast. He's never coming back because of the name. But I just, my challenge to the Harris group is, if you can't sell out tickets now, well, then how are you going to do it when you ask people for PSL money and increase the cost of beer and food and everything else? It's going to be interesting to see.
Yeah, no doubt about it. I appreciate you as always, brother. Let me let you run so we can hit the clock. I would just say this. Yeah, it's going to be very expensive to go to that place. And I'm sure there's going to be reasonable criticisms. And I'll be amongst those being But when somebody, a group, puts in nearly $9 billion of resource into fixing problems, we have to accept that they're going to want to make their money back. And that the mass public is going to have to pay it. Like, money just doesn't grow on trees, right? It's an investment. It's a business. It's the way America works, capitalism, right? You don't have to pay it. You don't have to go. Steve Zabin never has to go. Danny Ruye never has to go. That's America. They'll figure it out. And they'll make it work. And if they can't make it work, then they'll sell the team. Or they'll do something else, or they'll raise the prices, or they'll lower the prices to get more people in. And the other thing that they're banking on is when they go to open up this new stadium in 2030, that they're going to have a Super Bowl in the fold, that Jaden Daniels is going to be Superman squared, that the team is going to be so good, and the organization is going to be one of the crown jewels of the NFL. And when that all happens, they feel like you'll pay anything. There'll be such demand. There'll be limited supply and tremendous demand. On the Team 980 and the Odyssey app, we'll take a timeout. Sam Brockhouse, Sumer Sports, coming up next on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.